Talking to God can feel intimidating. Our desire is to help you feel confident yet comfortable in your times of prayer. Here's the Talking to God podcast with Pastor Chad.
When we find ourselves pleading, God, protect me from this, it's often because we're facing overwhelming fear or uncertainty. In these moments, it's crucial to remember that God's protection isn't always about just shielding us by guiding us through it. It is in these trials that God often works the most powerfully, drawing us closer and strengthening our faith. Facing uncertainty can be one of the most difficult things to deal with. I truly believe it's also where evil speaks the loudest. I recently saw a meme that indicated that we should have experienced far more quicksand than our childhood fears could have imagined. In the same way, much like our childhood fears, maybe only 1% of our current fears and anxiety are actual problems. The reason many times is because our minds begin to believe lies that don't exist. You've heard it said on this podcast many times, but praying the Psalms is a powerful way to give words to our emotions. The psalmists have poured out their hearts, and in the same way, we want to embrace those words to maybe give words to what we are feeling deep down in our heart. Let us pray together Psalm 46 and meditate on the truth of who God really is and allow it to fight against any lies. God, you are our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Rush over us like a river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God, you dwell in that city and it cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations around us are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God, your voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. We say, come, see the glorious work of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Make our hearts listen to you when you say, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. We can find rest tonight knowing that the Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. We pray. Amen. The scriptures are a great teacher in times of overwhelming fear. Listen to these words from David in Psalm 27 verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surround me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach of the high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. What I notice the most is that David's confidence is not in his abilities, but in the salvation of the Lord. God is salvation in darkness, in attack, in distress, and in defeat. The one line that stands out most is not a call to remove the attack, but he says, though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident. What I read was just the first half of Psalm 27. The second half is actually a prayer that we can claim today. Let us pray. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me. O God of my salvation, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath they threaten me with violence, yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. I wait patiently for you, Lord. Allow me to be brave and courageous. Yes, I wait patiently for you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Talking to God podcast. If you found benefit from this kind of prayer podcast, look for Talking to God wherever you listen to podcasts or text the word God, that's G-O-D, to 67101, because talking to God should be easy.